This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
I'd like to call to order the Senate and Ag and Natural Resource Committee. At this time, I'd like to greet the listeners on the Internet, and I'd also like to welcome the guests that have taken the time to be here in person. At this time, I would like the pages to come forward and tell us who you are, where you're from, and what your plans might be.
My name is Hattie Schaefer. I'm a senior at T.F. Riggs High School in Pierre, and next year I'm going to SDSU to study human biology.
Hi, my name is Carter Linke. I go to school in Woonsocket, South Dakota. I'm a senior, and after graduation, I plan on attending the University of Minnesota Twin Cities to study political science and communication studies.
Welcome. At this time, I would like to remind everyone that's in attendance to turn your cell phones off. And with that, I will have the secretary call the roll.
Senators Blair is excused. Ewing is excused. Klum is excused. Otten.
Here.
Soholt.
Here.
Foster.
Here.
Heinert.
Here.
Youngberg.
Here.
Kmack.
Here.
We do have a quorum.
We have a quorum. At this time, I would entertain a motion for approval of the minutes of the last meeting. It's moved by Senator Soholt, seconded by Senator Youngberg. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. At this time, I'd like to remind folks that wish to testify to make sure that you sign in at the back podium and make sure you sign in legibly. And I'd like to remind testifiers that any handouts that you might have, make sure that you make use of our very able pages. And questions for the committee will be addressed through the chair. And at this time, we will consider the bills that are before us. The first bill up is Senate Bill 162. It's to provide limitations on the use of lighting equipment while hunting. Welcome, Senator Youngberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, this bill came to me this past summer. I had a constituent call up and point out some pretty alarming, some safety stuff in the statute. And so tore into it. Senate Bill 162 is in front of us. This committee, I think, for the most part, saw 2 years ago when we put into effect using night vision scopes for the use of hunting coyotes was the main thing, predatory animals. And we put this through this committee and through the floor, obviously, and all that. And then coming back, with technology and the way it is and everything ever so evolving, we were finding out that, there were some lighting issues with the scopes that were very easily solved. And actually, under the statute, we weren't sure if you could do it or not. So I got with the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks and Mr. Roebling, and we worked through this, January was when we were done talking about it. And we really worked through it and got, we sent language back and forth, and this is what we come up with. And then we got to session, and there was actually another bill that was being talked about that kind of had to do with the same lighting as far as the trapping of animals from Representative Livermont. And we felt that those are very much so this right in line with each other. So we decided to put those in the bill. So, you go through the bill, everything except for, or in section two, kind of lays out what we're talking about with the, what we'd like to use is infrared lighting in conjunction with the night vision scopes. A night vision scope works very well until there's no light. So under cloud coverage, that kind of stuff, they do work less, and it doesn't matter how expensive they are. So what we put in is you can use it's an invisible light that goes in conjunction with using this. It doesn't change what you can hunt. It doesn't change. You still have to have the landowner's permission, up to two hunters, landowner's permission, all that stuff. The other two sections we put in, or the other section we put in was have to do with the trapping from Representative Livermont was if a landowner goes out to hunt, to check traps in the middle of the night, you can use a light as the landowner. If I have permission to use or to be able to trap on his land, I can't. And what it came from was people that, you know, enjoyed trapping, and they would get done working at night, and, you know, by the time they got home, made dinner and what all that, to go out and check traps, it's dark out. So they just, you know, they wanted to see if there's a skunk in the trap before they go walking up to it, basically. So, you know, I would stand by for any questions. I anticipate some, I hope there's some more proponent testimony on this bill. So, and I would, I would appreciate everybody's favorable support, and any questions I would be open to. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Is there any further proponent testimony?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Kevin Roblin here, Deputy Secretary with the Game Fish and Parks. We are in favor of this Senate Bill 162, and I want to thank the good senator for working with us throughout the last few months on looking at some amendments that definitely would make this bill cleaner in a lot of ways and also allow some activities that weren't being allowed currently. You know, currently as defined in statute, the definition of night vision equipment is just really too narrow. It really excludes such devices like infrared. And as written in the definition currently, night vision equipment is an optical device utilizing light amplifying circuits that are electrical or battery powered. So that's not all that doesn't include all of the devices currently out there as far as the technological advances that have been occurring through time in regards to night hunting. So we do propose the definition to be much broader than that, and would just say means an electrical or battery-powered device that enhances a person's ability to see in the dark. So that's very broad, and if that individual or that hunter or trapper would like to put, you know, anything that helps them see in the dark for night hunting purposes under this code, that would then be legal. It just makes it all inclusive. The proposed language takes into account future technology as it develops and becomes available. Senate Bill 162 also addresses the issue of someone checking traps at night with a spotlight and makes this a legal activity. So before this time, as the good senator alluded to, it was illegal to check your traps using, a handheld flashlight or a headlight on your head and have a firearm, carrying a firearm at the same time. Obviously, it gets dark around 5 o'clock. There's folks out there that get off work around that time, and by 6 o'clock, it is dark, and they'd like to go check their trap line. So this would allow them to engage in trapping activity and to take trap fur bear animals using a handheld light while carrying a firearm at that point. So the bill definitely would allow an enhanced opportunity for trapping. Both of these changes create opportunity for users and align statutory language with real-life applications, as I just mentioned, and providing additional opportunities and simplifying rules and regulations is really a top priority to the department. We've been looking at our rules and regulations very closely, and simplification is a high priority, and these efforts really are geared towards recruiting more hunters and trappers into the field and ensuring our South Dakota hunting heritage remains strong for future generations. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'm sure there might be a few questions, and I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Are there any further proponents?
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Justin Bell. I'm an attorney from Pierre, and I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Outfitter and Landowner Alliance. We just want to rise in support of this. I think these are common sense revisions to really help with these processes with technology increasing and for predator control. So we would appreciate your support and recommend a do pass motion and send it to the floor. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Are there any further proponents?
Members of the committee, my name is Ryan Berry from Phillips, South Dakota. I had reached out to Representative Livermont about the trapping portion because the way it states, if you read it, it says currently that you can't have a light with the possession of a firearm, bow, or any implement whereby an animal could be killed. So that's pretty muddy. I'd gotten into trapping, and coincidentally also we have had kind of some promotion of trapping efforts in the state in the past year, And coyotes are an animal that travel more range. So living relatively close to national grasslands, it's public hunting, so I took advantage of it. And then I realized I couldn't legally check my traps after work, but yet legally I have to check my traps every third day by midnight. So that's why I requested you pass. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Any further proponent testimony? Any further proponent testimony? Seeing none, any opponent testimony? Any opponent testimony? Seeing none, the sponsor would wish any rebuttal, or you waive rebuttal. Okay? The sponsor waives rebuttal. At this time, we'll move it back to the committee for questions. Senator Sohol.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A question for the sponsor. And maybe I'm just it's a clarification on something. In Section 1, when you look at, do you want to get the bill? Yeah. You tell me when you're ready, Senator.
Mr. Chair, thank you, Senator. I'm ready.
Okay, on page 1, if you look at line 25 and 26, and I think that's just a reconfiguration of language of a shotgun and shot shells or a firearm and rimfire cartridges, because that was previously up in the paragraph, and I think this is just style and form and making it clarification.
Yep.
But when you get down into then page 2 into item number 4, and it's talking about giving permission for people. There's, you know, style and form and languaging changes in that. You're granting permission for up to 2 guests and the night vision, all that. But then the equipment is different in line 14 and 15. So you have a shotgun and shot shells, same. But then firearm and cartridge having a bullet diameter of less than 0.225 inches. So I'm just trying to understand the difference between the two and what was the thinking behind having it be firearm and rimfire cartridges in one and then the firearm and cartridge diameter in the other, and why the inconsistency.
Thank you, Mr. Senator. I think so when this bill came in, we kind of took 2 bills and slammed them together, and I'm guessing that part just didn't get cut out or added in the other section, but I'm going to ask that we ask that question to Mr. Roebling, if that's okay. If that changes anything, I think you're on to something there. So,
okay, thank you.
As always. So,
maybe it's not on to something, but up to something.
Mr. Chairman, if you will. Senator Sohol, that's a great question there, and I absolutely agree with you. That should stay the same as it says up there in line 26, a firearm and rimfire cartridge. That language should be removed. It's a style and format error, I believe, and thank you for pointing that out.
So I'm just going to prepare LRC that I think we should do an amendment on the fly and fix it in committee versus fixing on the floor. That's all right with the senators. And so what I would like to do, if it's appropriate timing, we can do it whenever you want, Mr. Chair.
Let's go for it.
Okay. So I would like to make a motion that we would strike the language from line 15 on page 2, and we may need to include the and. I don't know, once we strike it, the and has to be there, so I don't know if that's going to end up including line 16 as well, but that we would take the language from line 15, which I believe will include the and on line 16, and replace it with page 1, line 26, of firearm and rimfire cartridges. I don't have a second.
So. Is there a second to that? Okay. It's been moved to amend and the for clarification. Is there any further discussion on that amendment?
Nope.
Okay, if there's no further discussion on the amendment, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? So amended. Okay. All right, so any further questions? Seeing no further questions, at this time we will bring it back to the committee for any additional questions. Seeing none, for discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Sohol.
I would move due pass on Senate Bill 162 as amended.
It's been moved by Senator Sohol that due pass on Senate Bill 162 as amended, seconded by Senator Otten. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Senator Heiner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And as much as it pains me, I think this is a really good bill.
thank you for that comment.
Yeah.
any further comments? Seeing none, we would ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senators Blair?
Aye.
Ewing is excused. Klum is excused. Otten?
Aye.
Sohol?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Kmack?
Aye.
The vote's unanimous.
The vote is unanimous. Due pass on Senate Bill 162, and I have a question. Can this bill be put on consent? Because there was no opposition. The chair wishes to put Senate Bill 162 on consent. We will move on to House Bill 1039. It's to revise the rulemaking authority of the Human Resource Commissioner regarding the drug screening program for certain state employees. Welcome.
Good morning to the chair, members of the committee. My name is Mallory Barnett. I'm with the South Dakota Bureau of Human Resources, and I'm here today to ask for your support of House Bill 1039. This bill is essentially to clean up a rewrite. We did a big rewrite of our laws back in 2012. At that time, we were known as the Bureau of Personnel, but BHR had rulemaking authority to list certain safety-sensitive positions as well as positions within the Wildland Fire Suppression Division that must participate in the state's drug screening program. During this rewrite, that rulemaking authority was not properly transferred over into the new laws. And this is what House Bill 1039 aims to fix, is that oversight, by adding those two things back in, the listing of safety-sensitive positions and those within the Wildland Fire Suppression Division. Currently, we have administrative rules that reference those old repealed laws, and those need to be updated. But we're not able to do that at this time until we reestablish that rulemaking authority. So we're not looking to create new rulemaking authority. It's just to fix that error back from 2012. With that, I will stand by for questions, but I'd ask for your support on House Bill 1039. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Is there any additional proponents? Any additional proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Any opponents? Seeing none, we will waive rebuttal and move it back to the committee. Are there any questions? Seeing no questions at this time, we will move it back to the committee for discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Youngberg.
Move due pass.
Second.
It's been moved due pass by Senator Youngberg and seconded by Senator Heinert. Any further comments?
We see these all the time. I appreciate you guys, the good work you did on this, and I would ask for everybody's support on this.
With that, the Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Blair?
Aye.
Ewing is excused. Klum is excused. Otten?
Aye.
Sohold? Is excused. Foster?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
The vote's unanimous.
The vote is unanimous. Do pass on House Bill 1039, and the chair certifies that there was no opposition, so we will put that on the consent calendar. We will move on to House Bill 1084, and I would ask that someone go next door and ask the sponsor. The sponsor of the bill asked me to. Okay. Mr. Fink, next door. Set Representative Fink. So, but welcome, if you'd like. If you want to pitch it or you want to wait for him. Okay. We'll be at ease. At this time, we will hear House Bill 1084. It's to increase the maximum allowable height of certain vehicles carrying baled feed and to declare emergency. Welcome, Representative Fink.
Good morning, Senator Kamak, members of the committee. Representative Caleb Fink, District 21. I bring to you House Bill 1084, and thank you for being a little flexible today and sending somebody next door. We're listening to some really good testimony on another bill. So, I won't take too much of your time. This is a very simple bill. It went through the House on consent. Simply what this bill does is it changes the maximum height for hauling hay from 14 feet 3 inches to 15 feet. This issue was brought to me by a number of constituents, and I'm sure some of you got phone calls on this as well, probably sometime around November. And so we engaged a group of us with the Department of Public Safety, Department of Transportation, Governor's Office, and some of the industry folks and said, okay, what do other states do? What should we do to make this work out for everybody? And so as we sat around the table, we narrowed down to 15 feet. That's an acceptable height for everyone. It doesn't put a large number of structures in jeopardy, and yet it will get it high enough so that we can get baled feed down the road without, causing any undue burden that way. So the only other change is the change from baled hay to baled feed, and that was just really so that we could encompass all different types of feed going down the road, corn stalk bales, all those types of things. And then we did add an emergency clause, so that way as soon as we can get this through the Senate, if the governor's willing to sign it, that we can get this put in place and get this issue taken care of. So with that, I think there's some other folks that are probably going to testify on this, and I will stand by for some questions, Senator.
Thank you. Is there any further proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is John Browers. I'm the commander for the Motor Carrier Division of the South Dakota Highway Patrol. And we also support the bill. Not to spare you a bad pun, but this is what I call a shampoo bill. You're not going to find it in your red books, but this is one of those bills that for me doesn't benefit, but it helps a lot of other people, and it sure doesn't cause me harm, so we also support it. I got a way bigger laugh in the house, I'm just saying. Currently, we did some research. There's 580 structures in South Dakota. At the current height, 7.7% of those 14-foot, 3-inch load can clear. At 15 feet, we jump up to 19.5% of those structures could have an impact. When we go anything above 15 feet, for example, 15 feet 6 inches, we're up into almost 30% of those structures. But what I want to point out is right now this bill has no effect on ag producers. Ag producers are currently exempt from a maximum height when they're hauling their own product, except for on the interstates. So these larger loads are already moving on our county roads and the rural state highways. And currently the lowest bridge structure on the interstate system is 15 feet 4 inches. So this won't have an impact on the interstate bridge system, and it's already being done on our rural highways. And just as the good sponsor pointed out, this it, the current law is limiting to just hay, and in several other areas of statute, it breaks down different commodities that are packaged the same way in a round bale. So we agree that making this a baled feed language change benefits everybody as well. So with a bad pun, and I ask for your support on this bill, because we think it's a good thing, and it just doesn't have any impact on safety that we can foresee.
Thank you, and you're forgiven. Is there any further proponents? Any further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll waive the sponsor's rebuttal and move it back to the committee. Are there any questions? Seeing none, we will move it to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Youngberg.
I move do pass.
Been moved do pass by Senator Youngberg on House Bill 1084 and seconded by Senator Blair. And I do have a couple of comments. The lobbyist for the Farm Bureau, Michael Held, had to be gone on some personal business today, but he wanted to make sure that we expressed his support of this, and also Senator Ewing is attending a funeral, and he wanted me to also express that support. Any further discussion?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to take a crack at some better humor than Captain Brower's, and just enter into the record that any time me and the motor carriers are in agreement on a bill, it's probably something good to support. So I would ask everybody to support this bill.
Thank you for that. Any further discussion? Senator Blair?
This is an example of where a good bill gets better. And so I appreciate the good representative getting together with all the parties involved, and they're all smiling. And I love the levity when we come in here and we do a good work. And I think this is really good work today. I know when I was talking, we're talking about bridges, and this bridge here, actually this small one here that in Pier takes out, and that's not an interstate, and out doesn't have the same rules apply, and takes out air conditioners on the top of campers going through there. I could just picture in my mind that happening. But, no, this is they've checked bridges out. They checked with everything to make sure that everybody's safe, and then also we can accomplish what needs to be done. These things are getting bigger, and we need to get this hay and these products moved, and I appreciate the cooperation. It was really nice to see.
Senator Auden, did you have a comment?
Just a clarification, Mr. Chair. For some of us, humor is a difficult concept.
He wins.
With that, are there any other comments or discussion? So, seeing none, at this time, the motion on the floor is do pass for House Bill 1084. And with that, we'll have the Secretary call the roll.
Senators Blair?
Aye.
Ewing is excused. Clum is excused. Otten?
Aye.
Soholt is?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
The vote's unanimous again.
The vote is unanimous, and we will move House Bill 1084 onto the floor, and because it has an emergency clause, we can't put it on the consent calendar. With that, do we have any further business to come before the committee?
Nope.
Seeing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Senator Youngberg, second by?
Second.
Senator Otten. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.